you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, even though we broadcast live in Flagstaff. We are still taking calls. We are a call-in radio program. Join the conversation, and we'll get you online. We've got a couple that we'll get to.
This hour's topic, 7 rules to follow when you hire a contractor. I wanted to get to the most important point.
And as we do that, we're going to start with, I believe this is Eunice, on the line.
You want to take a caller before I get to the most important point?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll take a caller. If you want to join the conversation, do so. 1-888-767-4348.
Actually, we're going to have to go to
Eunice.
Dan. It's actually going to be Dan on the line with you guys.
Okay, Mike, Mr. Reese, thank you very much.
Yeah, Rosie.
Good morning, Dan. Hey, man.
Some of that cool air down in Phoenix.
Yeah, baby.
Okay,
I don't know.
Here's my question. Those little on and off units you put on your indoor outdoor sensors for like a light you buy for like $10. You plug in your porch, and it dust to dawn sensor.
Right.
Tell me, why is it that when it's on at night, it affects my AM reception in the house when I have something plugged in any of the wall plugs?
Hmm.
Because if I turn the light off, the AM sounds great. When I turn it back on, you hear all this interference. Or if I take the sensor out and put the ball back on and turn on, I don't have any interference. Only when I have these sensors when they're on at night.
Yeah, that's just something in the sensor interfering with your radio signal.
I don't know if it's not grounded well enough. Or
other than getting an AM antenna a little higher above the peak of your home to where it's above the signal of the light. I don't know that there's a solution for
but
that.
But I tell you what, we'll get one. I bet Pablo, our broadcast engineer right up here, figuring out why all this radio equipment is working so well, will have the answer to that. But he's kind of occupied right now making sure we stay on air. Dan, at break, I'll have a chance to talk to Pablo, the broadcast engineer, and we'll visit about what that dimmer could be doing to interfere with your AM reception.
I think it's just a signal that it's sending out trying to get the light.
I don't know. I have no clue. Jennifer still gets scared when I bring out my electrical toolbox. Still scares her to death.
So
now can I get to the 7?
Do you want to do that or one more call?
Well, okay, one more call.
All right, knowing
we're a call-in
our lineup,
talk show.
Just tell us who's next.
Who's next?
Actually, they weren't able to hang on, guys, so you can go ahead with your points.
Okay.
Very good. 7 rules to follow when you hire a contractor. We've talked the first one about check out the contractor's license. Make sure the person you're talking to is licensed. They should have their license number on every piece of literature that states their company name. You can go to azroc.gov, the Register of Contractors website, verify the license number. You can also verify who the license holder is. Make sure you're dealing with that exact entity. In the big recession, what do we call it, the Great Recession of the past decade, we actually had people coming to town and just going to the registrar's website, stealing license numbers and printing it on their business cards, and there was no connection to the company at all. I know several remodeling contractors, good remodeling contractors, that were contacted by the registrar and said, your license is in jeopardy because you haven't responded to this complaint. And they're saying, what are you talking about? Didn't even know someone had stole their license number. So make sure the license is current and the person you're dealing with and the person you're signing a contract is the person listed on the website. Okay, the qualifying party is critical. Make sure they're engaged in the operation that you're contracting with. The second thing I like you to check with is as you visit with 2 or 3 different candidates to get this particular project done at your house, have multiple meetings with them. And I tell people, look, let's have one meeting at your home. We've got to assess exactly what's going on, what's broken, what needs to be fixed, what your dreams are telling you need to happen to your existing residence. Let's start there. Secondarily, I think you ought to try and meet at the contractor's place of business. And a lot of good contractors' place of business is the cab of their F-250 pickup truck. And you know what? I'm okay with that, depending on what the cab looks like. If it's a pickup truck that the windshield just barely has room to see out of it because there are so many unfiled receipts up on the dashboard, and Burger King and Taco Bell and Cane's and Popeye chicken wrappers and food bags and empty cups and big gulp this and big gulp that littered all over the inside of the pickup truck. And the tools in the back are scattered and not tied down and not secured and messy. If that's their office, how much better do you think they're going to take care of your job? So let's have a visit on site. Let's have a visit at the contractor's place of business. And one of the most important places you can meet the contractor is go meet them on a current job. If you're looking at a remodeling contractor, go visit a job in progress. See what command he has about the facility. How is he protecting the homeowner's property? How are they erecting the dust screens? What's the access to the property? How organized is the whole operation? Look, those are three different meetings you should have. And if your contractor shows up late or unprepared at any one of those three meetings, that is an immediate red flag that that candidate should probably be disqualified from the decision-making process. And I still haven't got to the most important one.
I promised we'd give away the tickets. What are the five essentials to starting your own homestead? We covered it the second half hour of last hour. The five essentials to starting your own backyard homestead.